Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is P.A. Pashabin, and I'm from Cotton, Minnesota. I'll be reading three poems, The Boatman at Twilight, Speaking of Remains, and Ultimate Sympathy. The Boatman at Twilight. The dead man slips by in a borrowed boat. Left hand on the tiller, he slides close into shore, navigates the weed line where silhouette ducks dart for aphids at twilight. His boat stirs purple ripples at the water's edge, and the soft putt-putter of the small motor starts, "I see me, I see me, I see you," Kinglet calls, over the whir of cicada quieting, quieting. Jack pine shadows slither up the hillside, slant a dusky path to a kitchen window where the dead man's daughter washes dishes, letting lukewarm water flow between her fingers as she listens for life from the far side of the channel, the bark of a small dog, a child's echoed laugh, a moth on the window screen seeks entry. Speaking of remains, I told my father I would mount his on a soapbox, outfit his jaw for mobility, broadcast his recorded voice over loudspeaker. He was not amused. "Get out," he shouted. "Never darken my door again." Later, we laughed, but not with conviction. Now he is finished, his corpse beneath silent dirt. He is not himself. Ultimate Sympathy. Suppose life and death are the scrappy couple down the street, trying in perpetuity to understand each other. In every relationship, one loves more, works harder. Here it is death, forever seeking simpatico. Death takes up extreme sports, base jumps, flyboards, big wave surfing. Meanwhile, life just goes on, planting gardens, reading poetry, taking long walks. Life is a dreamer, high maintenance, self-absorbed. Death waits.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.